Sidate very much designed TV's Tovshin Ayin Zayin Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. This Shabbos Habalei Nulatevas Erev Asar B'Tevas in the middle of the 3 days where the world was plunged into Chashkus, as the Gemara says. And although I've said, Tzadikim said, that there's a concept of Lesokum Pamayim Sorum, that in contradistinction to a Yontif, where every year on the Yontif, the Eiris, the Urois, happen once again on that Yontif, of Rabbi Atainis, the Tzoras, and Nishtazoi. Nevertheless, L'chule Alma, Atainis is the day of Tshuva, to try to be Mesakin, the Sheirish, the source of where the Churban came from. Ubefrat, there's a gewaldige drosha of a chsm soifer for Zayin Tevis, like Mamash Peledik. And he says, why is it, the chsm soifer is mayor, that when it comes to Shvasar B'Tamuz or Tisha B'Av, Chazal say there were five mu'urois, five events, negative events, which happened on this day. When it comes to Asar B'Tevis, there are taka around this time. There's 3 days of darkness, 3 days of kindness. In the olden days, for healthy, strong people, on the 8th of Teves, that was the day when, for Talmai, they translated the Torah into Greek and Baruch Hashkos in the world. On the 9th of Teves is the yard site of Ezra Soifer, and as I explained, one day, people weren't mefarshim it, but it was the birth of Oisio Yishimach Shemoi. And on the 10th day of Teves, that was the day when Samach Melech Bovel and the siege of Yerushalayim began, which is called in Sforim Aschalta de Puranisa, the beginning of all the Churbonis of Kal Yisrael. But here it is divided over 3 days. Says the Chasam Sefer, a bombe dike chidish maftia, that everywhere else it was totally on a specific date. Masha'en came by Teves. It was the 98th day, Yom Tzadik Ches, after Rosh Hashanah. So in a year where Cheshvan and Kislev were Chosr, so it ended up to be on the 10th of Tevis. When it was one was Molvi, one was Chosr Kesidron, it was the 9th. And a year, but the Iker is the 98th. Because how many Cholos, Rachman al-Hassan, are there in Mishnah Torah? 98. So these 3 days are one Bechino. And they contain in it the root, the source, the seed of all the tzaddik ches klolus in Mishnah Torah. Moreover, it says in Sefer in a different drasha, he says, what is the chumra of Asara B'Tevis? We find that Avraham brings, important by Yosef, that if Lu Yitzur, everyone knows that if Asara B'Tevis would be able to fall on Shabbos, since it says Be'etzameh Mazeh, you would fast on Shabbos. What's Epis? He said, we don't fast on Shabbos for events that happened in the past. But on that very same day when Yevuchadnezzar laid siege of Yerushalayim, Beis Din Shel Milo was convened, and it was decided on the Churban HaBayis. Therefore, the Gemara says, when after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was already destroyed Beis HaMikdash. It was Kimcha Tchinas Tchat. It was already finished.
Friday and then Sunday?
Yeah, I guess so. But the Iker here is, he says, a murdering of words as a cipher. Listen to a murdering of words. He says, the chumra, the harkite, the stringency of Asara B'Teves is not because of an event which happened 2,500 years ago. It's because that was the day Beis Din Shel Milo convened on the day of the siege to make the churban. Asher Alkein, every year on Asara B'Teves, we fast not to commemorate the past, but to avoid that it shouldn't happen in the future. That this Gzar Din shouldn't continue. Rav Shor says in Alekhah Falivov, it could be at Lefi Zeh, Lefi Dech Mosleifer, even in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, when it could be other fasts when it's Hapdech Liyomim Tovim, Adrab Asara B'Teves, in order there shouldn't be a future Churban, they fasted on Asara B'Teves. And since everything is Merum is in the Parsha, there's a Befeinish Arayah in this week's Parsha that you're allowed to fast on Asara for Churban Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. The Pasuk says, after 22 bitter, dark years, when Yosef is separated from his full brother Binyamin, now they come reunited. It should be a Meridika, a Gewaldiga, unbelievable Simcha. So what does the pasuk say? Vayipol tzaru avorei binyamin ochiv vayevchu binyamin bachalzer. They're crying. What are they crying about, Chazal say? He's crying, the Binyamin is crying about the Churban Mishkan Shili in the Chelik of Yosef, and Yosef is crying about the two Batim Migdash in the Chelik of Binyamin. Right? Hello? So they're crying over Churban, the Avelos. Stell sich the Shaila, when was this meal, this banquet that they made? And last week, says, Tavoyach Teva Fahochein, Ki Itiach, when was that? Chazal says, Erev Shabbos. So when was the banquet? Which day of the week was the day when Yosef revealed himself that he Yosef? Shabbos. And on this Shabbos, the Tavoyach Tevach was Erev Shabbos, the Chanukah Shabbos. Says the Chazal, and when therefore did they actually meet? When did they, when Yosef read? It was, they were preparing Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. So when did they meet? When was Vayevch? On Shabbos. Aye, how are they? When? I don't know. Let's take Nalas for. Let's take Nalas for. So, Oibazoi, why would they? The Avelus was on Shabbos. Says the Chol Sofer. Ach, Sofer is Avun, the Chol Yisrael. Don't fight me, go to Pressburg. Right? Asher Alkein, how is it permissible? Is the Chariah, says the Chol Sofer, right? That Lefiza, that the fasting for Avelis is mutter. The Avelis of Churban Beis Hamikdash Lefiza is mutter even on what? Shabbos. One second. There's another signal. You know what the difference is? I'll tell you what the difference. Because just like you don't fast the tightness of a yahrzeit on Shabbos, because the yahrzeit is something that happened already, you don't commemorate the negative past on Shabbos. Shabbos is doich. But if it's something of the future, tightness cholam, which is an omen of something in the future, that you're allowed to fast. So since Chusayfer, and the raya is that there was an avelus here, this is the churban of the future, and they were misabel vayev on Shabbos. I saw it in a different signal, in a different contemporary sefer called Bichaya. Also, I'm reading about it. The famous Shalakov, the Shemesechta Tain Yishalayim, who says the avelus al Yerushalayim bazeh boin Yishalayim. Through the avelus that builds Yerushalayim. Al derech the pasuk, sisu itam esoyis, sin, that's why you don't fast, you don't misabel on Shabbos, because the avelus of Beis HaMikdash is binyona, and the din is that binyon Beis HaMikdash is not doicha Shabbos. Hello. Ober, there's a famous classical Meshachochm in the beginning of Parashat Vayakra discussed it. That when is the din, when does the Gemara say in Yevam is Davov, that binyon Beis HaMikdash doesn't override Shabbos? When there's no Gilu Shechino. And you want to create a new Metzias of a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, out of nothing, Yesh Me'ayin, then it's not Teichu Shabbos. But if there is already a Gilu Shechina, and the Eibush dwells wherever you are, and you want to give it a centrality of a Mishkan, when there's a Gilu Shechina in Klal Yisrael, then Binyan Beis HaMikdash is like any other Avodah Beis HaMikdash and Teichu Shabbos. Or Bezoi explains, that's the Seder Pashat, he says, Kisiso, first comes Mishkan, then comes Shabbos. That was before Chet HaEgel. But Chet HaEgel, the Shechina left Klal Yisrael. In Pashat Vayakel, the Seder is reversed. First comes Shabbos, then comes the teacher. You got my drift? Oy Bazoi says the Sefer, Bizman of Yosef and Binyamin, now for this Gilu Shechina, there's no greater Gilu Shechina than when Yidin get together, the Yud Beis Shvatim, the Yud Beis Tiruf Hashem Avaya come together. By the way, I just saw an interesting thing I never knew before. I can't remember who said it. One of the four, just saw it yesterday, for the first time in my life. You remember when they sold Yosef down the drain, part of Yosef? Would they buy with it? Shoes. That's a funny thing to buy. You sold your brother down the drain, your blood, yeah, right? You buy shoes with it? Says, I can't remember who said it. One of the tzaddikim. Because till now, when every Yidin were together, when Yosef and the brothers were living by Abba of Achva Shalom Vireyas, there was a Gilu Shechina. It became a Sha'araka Beis HaMikdash. In a holy place, a Shalom Alech, they walked around without shoes. Now they sold your brother, right? Now the Shechina leaves them, it flees in wrath. Now you got to wear shoes like a normal person. Now they went and bought shoes. They felt the absence. All I'm pointing out, right? The fact that this Shabbos is the Erev, Erev Asar Batev is already, Erev is already in a fast day mood, right? is that it has to be that we learn the central lesson of the tikkun, the churban, in today's parsha. And the simplest, first thing that comes to mind, you don't have to be a great Kabbalist or a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon to figure out. It says in Pasuk, why is it that each one is crying over the neck of for the other one's churban? The famous Vora at this point, Ksav Sofer, the Divrei Yisrael of Moshe, bringing it from Bezeder, Chaskel of Kashmir, and many others say it. Because since the Gemara says in Yuma Daftes that the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, our Arichas HaGol, is because of Sinas Chinam, how do we have a tikkun of it? Through Ahavas Chinam, the opposite. And therefore they cried not over their own personal predicament, but what happened on their friend. That's the tikkun for the Chur. And so is brought in Zohar Chodesh, because you had Sinas Chinam. Therefore the Ebrish to arouse Sinas Chinam, and therefore we have Golus Edom, which the Pasuk says in Kapitel Lamed Hei of Yecheskel, Yan heyoyistucha evas oilam. Esav Edom is an eternal hatred, an enmity to Chal Yisrael, because you had sinas chinam to each other, therefore I'm giving you over to Edom Esav, who have an evas oilam to Chal Yisrael. As the Divrei Yisrael, b'shem hizeda, the chesel of Koshner, a meritic of Ort. That's what Yosef, after he reveals, this is what I want to talk about today, after he reveals himself to his brethren, he says, he gives them advice for the journey home, Al tir gezu baderach. So Rebbe Cheskel of Kozhmer taita muridik. I'm saying it after need to say it in the world. Al tir gezu baderach means don't fight. There shouldn't be conflict and enmity and animosity over drochem and avodas Hashem. You're a kelmer musaris, and this guy's a vardiker. You're a vijister, and the other guy's a bobaver. We'll fight. Who has the copper? Who's going to get ilum haba? And who has the emes? And who everyone else? Al tirguzu baderech means dainish kind pink brain, right? Like Keppel take a person and to fight who is, as Tzadikim said, there's a Gerister Eberster and Ramesha Kabriner, famous word, Molaha Ores Kinyonecha. There are so many ways in the world. The Eberster has many, a great king has many avodim. There are so many ways, Kinyonecha, to acquire Kedusha and Likus in this world, right? Al tirguzu baderech, don't fight over. As the Arizal famously says, there's Yud Bei Shvatim, which represents 12 different tzirufim, approaches, nusachat tfilas, etc. 12 different drachim, tzinoiris, to bring that alikus into the world. As the Sadegera Rebbe once said, a beautiful word. It's a very good word. You're allowed to have chiluki days, but you cannot have pirud halavavus. That's such a tired Yisrael word. As I always say in English, blaz, you can disagree without being disagreeable. As a tzaddik once put it very beautifully, that's why the tefillin shel rosh, which is kineged hamoyach, has four separate batim, which are nefrodim zemizeh. Because in muichin, in deis, in seichel, the Gemara says, kishem she'ein partzifeim, kishem she'ein partzifeim, she'ein is ka'ein da'seim. People have different... Oh, but it's filling shall yag neged halev one bias. Because that were ishechod b'nei ishechod, the unity of Kal Yisrael. And therefore, the murder to go, that's proud that Yosef, who excels in Ahavas Yisrael, as we'll soon discuss, right? Yeah, he's trying to inculcate, to internalize this message to the Shvatim, and therefore. Yosef, who's a full brother with Binyamin, he gets together, right? Why? Because they're Bnei Rachel. What do you know about Rachel? Rachel had a sister, a tzora, literally, a competitor. She steals the husband, right? So the Chazal say that, and everyone knows the famous Medrash that when there's a churban beis hamikdash and the other sacrifice of Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone gates of prayers are closed. So Rachel comes before the Rabbeinu Shalom, and Rachel says, Eibishter, I was the one when they stole me. I didn't say a word, and I gave over the simonim to my sister Leah, and I sat under the bed. So when Yankov asked something, I answered. It shouldn't be difference in kol. And ich bin dacha offer va'efer, baser va'dam. And you, Eibishter, you're satra, and you're a rachman, and you can't forgive you mekane for avoid the zora, because the zora that he. And the Eibishter says, Rachel, in your schools, Claudius will have Yeshua. And the Eber says, that comes in the schools of Rachel. Who are the two children of Rachel? Yosef and Binyamin. And they also continue with her past. Therefore, Chazal say that the Ein Zarei Shel Esav Neifel and Psikta Elav Mebaneh Shel Rochel. Because that's the chiddush of Rochel and Avodas Hashem. Who are the Bnei Ba'ar Shel Rochel? Yosef and Binyamin. Therefore, Esav is the Soin Shalom David HaMelech calls Esav. Soin Shalom, Esav is Gimatria Shalom. Zel Uma Zeh, that says Mekalamukis. So the counterbalance, as Rashi already brought by Beis Yankiv, Eish, Beis Yosef Lahova, the counterbalance of Esav is whom? Bnei Benesh, Bishal Roch. Interesting. Say this for him, it's a very famous word. Rochel is a Reish, Yosef is a Yud, Binyamin is a Beis. What do you have? Riv. What is Riv? I said this 1,000 times from Shimshon Ostropoler, Shemim Gamdambov. That there's a klipas riv, controversy, strife, disharmony, discord, and that causes shichas hatoyr. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, when he went v'hasam v'imshich abasrayu, and he forgot all of his learning, and instead of saying achoydish es elochem, he said achirish hoyo libam. What were the words riv? What were the words that he added, which he shouldn't have, which he couldn't read straight, dyslexic? Riv, ratio base. Because the klipa of Riv, which is the klipa of Esav, I'm not going to involve this word 1,000 times, it's my favorite, yeah? The klipa of Riv causes shichas hatoyr. And you don't got to be a genius. When there's unity, there's a shechina amongst Chal Yisrael. When there's a lack of unity, there's a Riv, kipshutai, the shechina leaves, you have no siyata d'shmaya in learning, your memory goes, whatever. And the opposite, which letters did he mess up? Kiddos, hachoydesh, hazel, lochem, which is gimachir, mashiach, and tov, kiddu. Geula comes when there's achdus. Riv, when there's riv, you get shichas atayr, the opposite. Therefore, says the chido, a person who gets smicha, who should be a teacher or to deal with other people, we call him Rebbe. Because Rebbe, Reish Beis Yud, is mevatel, the riv, the controversy of strife. Who is Stam Rebbe in Chas? He's an Osi, right? Because he was the one, because of Tzeiku Itim, the Gzeiris of Bnei Edoim, right? Torah was going to be forgotten, so not just that. So there was given Mirshamayim a window before the plunge into the darkest of Golos. If you ever read, like, the Sefer Yisrael, the Mishnah of Arichosa from Reuven Margolis, it wasn't just he wrote the Mishnah. Rebbe Pashit, for the first time in 200 years, since they was able to convene a conference of Chachmei Yisrael for a few years, and all the issues that were tluyim were suspended, no one could vote, and there was Chas v'Shalom going to be two Torahs, a Torah of Beis Hillel, a Torah of Beis Shammai, and their descendants. He took a vote, they came and they decided almost all the outstanding issues in Kol Yisrael, and he recorded it to write, to get rid of machlokes and division and disharmony in Kol Yisrael. And therefore he was called Rebbe, which is the opposite of Riv. Because when people don't learn and don't interact and don't talk and don't whatever, then you have machlokes. And when you appeal of kas, then Torah is forgotten, as the Gemara says in Pesachim. Right? Therefore, it says in Pesachim, the Toldos says, Mary Dika Toldos, Hinini Yosef the Hafli is Amazeh Hafli Vofela. Next pasuk, the of the chachmas chachamim, ubinas nevoinim, tis whatever, leave. So the Toldos points out Pella, which is the churban, the Pella of the churban. Pella stands for pirud levovis anoshim. Whenever there's pirud, you don't have learning. That's why oshas ends Hashem leimot hakadosh baruch hu kli machzik brachul Yisrael ella shenema. Hashem Oyizlam Torah at the ultimate bracha. When are you able to hold Torah, to grow in Torah, to nurture Torah, to retain Torah? When Hashem Yivorech is Amay Bashal. Lefi Zeh, this Nekuda, that Hatzlacha in learning is totally in Avos Yisrael and Achdus Yisrael, the opposite of Riv, and that's the Indian of Rachel, Yosef, and Binyamin. I thought to myself, a pshat, in Shagisi Hashem Atay Yechaper. I never said my own pshat, but it hit me. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara says there were Shloisha Matmunis, three treasure troves. All the wealth of the known world came to Mitzrayim, everyone's starving. All the wealth was brought to them. So Yosef hid them in three different places. One was uncovered by Korach. Gemara says Korach had 300 white Libyan donkeys to take out his keys to the treasures, which were made only of leather. with the guzma or not, I don't know. Look at Mefarshim, the whole machlokes. Whatever, it's like a vast amount. The wealth of Koyrach, till today, you say, Reich v'Koyrach. The second Matmunius was built with this treasure, was discovered by Antoninus, 1,000 years down the line. And the third will be Nisgalele for Tzadikim l'Osidlov. So although this is taken literally, but it also has a figurative, homiletical, spiritual lesson. There are three treasures, I mean, there are three deep lessons. When you want to learn, you read the story in these parshiyos of Yosef HaTzadik. And nobody understands what in the world is going on. I'll tell you the story once. Beis Yisrael was once walking in Yerushalayim, Kedarki Bagadish. And he's walking out of Chaim Yishorim, and he sees Rabbi Tzion Yadler, who was the Magid of Yerushalayim, Hayadua. And it was right after the Hakamas HaMedino, and they were having the first Bechirot. And you can imagine, before the first elections in Israel, you can imagine what the walls of Meir Shearim look like. It's a mitzvah, you have to vote, and if you don't, blah, blah, blah. And the Beisrael happened to be walking by, and he sees him sitting there, sitting and studying the Pashkvilin, the old. Beisrael was a. Besides being whatever. He says to him, Was halst du? Who's right? Who do you think is right here? So Rabbi Tzion Yadler answered the Beisrael, Tzach Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev. He doesn't say, once with a terrible machlokes in Valozhin, the whole student body was divided between two Rosh Hashivas, which had two different drachmim in learning. One was the Netziv, Grace of Boki, and whatever, and the other was the Beis Halevi, Rosh Haber. Two totally, you look at this forum, totally different approaches to learn. Right? So the student body is in Merkachet, the place is on wheels, there's machlokes, you can imagine. Right? The Eima Yeshivas. So they brought the Slutsker Magid to try to calm the atmosphere. So he gets up, and he says, you know, today is Parshas Vayeshev. Oh, I'm looking at him, he's mad. It's Parshas Kiseit Yilam Uchom. Parshas Vayeshev. He said, Posh, whenever I give a drosha, right, start up Parashas. I have Kayin versus Hevel. In Noyach, I got Noyach versus Dara Mabul, Dara Flok. In Vayin Lechel, I got the Yitzchak versus Yishmol. Every Parshas, I got the hero and the nemesis, the criminal, the villain. Right, and then I got Yankee versus Ace of celebrity. Every passion comes to passion of Yishiv Shifti Ko versus Yosef HaTzadik. I'm silent here. I got nothing to say about passion of Yishiv. The Netziv, whose middle name was Yehuda, versus Rabbi Yosher Ber Yosef. Basically, Yisrael had a no from this answer. I'm all a person be uichiz beplachashtiko, and love that every Tom, Dick, and Harry has to have his opinion in Machriya Ben Horin, or much bigger.
Where
did you hear
this story from? 1949. From
Blas. No, yeah, half the beginning of the Medina. And Zionist occupied Palestine. Yeah, look. So this, the whole, the point I'm trying to make, the story, the parsha of Mechiras of Yosef, is a parsha amumo. It's totally not rational. No one really understands it. It's mamish sosu v'chol. Right? Very hard to understand. And yet the three lessons, if you look deeper, you can look. Number one lesson is, who is the first treasure that you could take from? Antoninus. What do you know about Antoninus? Well, let me just explain something. This is the point I want to bring out, is the vort of the Magid of Yuchel of Koshmir, Muri de Gevort, Al Tirgazu Baderach. They actually say the Zabakadish of Radishitz once asked the Chuyz of Lubin to give him Klolim and Avoydis Hashem. And the Chuyz said, Klal number one in Avoydis Hashem, there are no Klol. It all depends on the person, on circumstances, on where we have Mashiach HaSalev. There's not a one side made all religion. The Satmar Rav said, Muri de Gevort, Shabbos Kuyzish, Pashas Vayigash, Tov Shin Tezayin. He said, it says, Vayoymer Yosef el Echov ani Yosef. Oh, ha'oy ravi chai. Yeah? So what did, Vayachlu lan is oiso, Vayachlu lan oiso, ki nivel umifon. They were so, like, what happened here? The Sfarim HaKadosh B'chlal say, they saw the, Yosef got rid of the mask. He revealed himself to tell him alikim, the Kedush of the Tarabi, the Sayyid Sol, the Sadiq Zayl. They went crazy. The deeper, that's happened over the words. Yosef had his shita in Avodas Hashem. The Shvatim had their shita. All the Sifrei Hadrush. He could write libraries. Every machlokes and chafs, the machlokes Yosef and the Shvatim. Starting from the Parshas Rambam. Every machlokes, it's unbelievable. Each one had their shita. However, when they sat down with Yosef now, peh el peh, and they had a discussion, and they found out Yosef's shita, now they started crying. They're nivalum miponim. They said, we misjudged him, right? Beforehand, it says, remember, Avo Ashemim Anachnu al Tzoras Achinu, right? Ashreinu b'Tzoras Nafshei b'Schanan Eileinu. The Ikur said the statement of V'Lushamanu. We didn't take the time to try to understand someone's Shita. Even if you may not agree with him, and you may have a different Shodesh and the Shoma. Just listen to what he has to say. I always say in English, an expression, a beautiful expression, a discussion is an exchange of information. An argument is an exchange of ignorance. No one's talking to you. I'm not listening to what you say. I'm waiting for you to finish your monologue. Intersecting monologues. I'm waiting for you to finish your piece so I can go and give you a chiluk. That's an exchange of ignorance, not an exchange of knowledge. And so too, the Blessed Lovi, the Tanchuma says, just like he nivelu b'ponov, when Mashiach will come, the Vaitu Yidin will cry, because we'll realize we didn't have the Savlonus and the Talmud. The Sam Rebbe is saying this. He knew something about Kanos. We didn't have the appreciation to try to l'shamanu, to hear the other person out. And to realize that, as we say, Eilu ve'eilu, there's a hakdoma to the Shemir Munim, the Baral Rebbe. He says, when there's a pilug ben mafleges, it's neged harotzon Hashem, it's a maisa of sitra achra, it's all your chsidus goes to the other side, who's the biggest, the sitra achra, the sultan knows the way to neutralize kedusha is through machlekes. The Ataris Svi, as the Traver said, someone who says, my Rebbe is the emes Rebbe, and any other Rebbe is gornish, v'suloi, this is mamish avodizor. Ataris Svi said, the Divrei Chaim was once said on Sukkot in the Sukkah, right? If I hear any of my people say that my Rebbe is it and no one else, right? Like we say in English, but my way or the highway, right? Because the Eibishter is big enough to have different, a great king has different people, different armies, different divisions, etc., etc. I always say, Bereshis says the Zohar, switch around, let it, Shir Toif. You ever go to the Philharmonic Orchestra? 120 pieces, you have people with violins, and you have people with percussions, and you got people with wood, the wind, yeah, yeah? Could you imagine 120 people with a violin? I mean, it's boring, right? Everyone has a different instrument, and everyone has a different, this one's harmonizing with this one, right? As long as you have one conductor, and you decide to play the same tune. You're playing Tchaikovsky's violin concerto in Z minor. If you have one guy playing Tchaikovsky, and the other guy is playing the Beatles, and this guy is playing Bob Dylan, you have a horde, you have chaos, you have anarchy. Right? You have the same tune, right? Yeah, you want to have a reform guy, the Klesenberg Rebbe used to say, you could bend a bit in halacha, right? You know, look at Sukkot. Sukkot is always a symbol of shalom. Kurachis, walls bending, walls coming up, walls coming down, a real weird situation. Like the guy who, the guy who stole the wife's lechter. How do you get in here? It's good, right? Over Afel became, you could bend walls, but only till Dal Amis, with Dal Amis Shalom. Taka, bending is Sukkah Shalom, right? Not everyone is in the same situation. Over there's a shear, there's an infinite amount of flexibility. There's a halacha in the world. Right? The Ben Yisrael brings the Derech Pekudecha that he heard from the Abderov of Yisrael. Ki Yodeya Hashem Derech Tzadikim. Yodeya Milashim Chibur. Va'odim Yodos Chavim. The Eibishter takes different types of Tzadikim with different approaches, and he's Mechaber all the different Drachim. Ki like the word of Yidu of the Chodesh Magid. La'osizlovei, the Eibishter will make a Mochel Tzadikim. A Mochel, if you're in a circle, everyone is it a no two people are in the same place, unless he's dancing under the other guy's toes, which is not very comfortable. But they're all equidistant from the center, everyone points, Hashem Kivinu, like, each one had a different tachlis, but along they had the same nekudim. And this, by the way, there's a shekel of work, which is very relevant to Zman Hazeh. The Me'ashi Loyach from the Ishbitzer, who knew something about Machlikus, if you know history, right? He writes that the Chol of the Marishin was Kuitz v'dar dar tasmiach loch. What does it mean to us? Koitz means when Nebuch people have children off the beaten track. The Gemara always used the word koitz as Rishoy. Koitzim ani mechalim with akeren. Yovei ba la keren v'yechal the koitzim. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Ein peroni is bo v'oilam el b'shvil sher Rishoy yish b'shoyim b'oilam. Shenemar ki seit se eishu mata koitzim. Ein ma se eish yoitzis but mancha koitzim is yon. Rishoy. So the klal of the marishin of this Hester means what? That people never have kids. Kids who are off the beaten track. Vidar dar. Dar is Gematria 204. Gematria tzaddik. One tzaddik versus the other tzaddik. And that's the curses of our generation. Machloikis, if you ask me, some of the machloikis that you come to, it's a mailim in there, b'seichel yosher. Right? There's machloikis and whatever, I'm not even going about getting explained. Think it out yourself. Doesn't make sense, brothers, family is divided. And I want to tell you the truth, the kuitz and the dardar are very interrelated. When a child comes home and all he hears is Lashon Hara against this one, that one, and the other one, this Rebbe, this Rav, this Rav, he comes to be a very disillusioned person. It's very hard to keep him on the straight and narrow. That's the kuitz and dardar. The holy Sabbath Kedisha of Rishon used to say, there's shloish esrei midas that the world is nidreshes. There are deiris that are nidrish with kavachimru and gzeirish shova, etc., etc. Before Mashiach, the midah of the world is v'shechein shnei chsuvim hamachishim zeh. One tzaddik says azoy, the other tzaddik says azoy. Ad sheyov ve'akos v'shul eliyahu anovi zochor latoiv v'yachriya b'nei. And until then, we're living in this period of, well, you know everything, right? The whole idea, the Sefer HaShleimah says, by Golos it says, by Eira El Avram, El Yitzhak, El Yankiv, Bekel Shachar, right? Then it says, V'Havyesim, El Oret, Ashishbati, 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 Is Yodi, Lassis Oysa, El Avram, it doesn't say El Avram, El Yitzhak, El Yankiv, because the Gemara says about Messiah, that, hey, remember the story with Eliyahu, Shkiach, and the Sifta, the Rebbe, and one day he doesn't come, and it was there, Rishchodesh, and he said, I went to Heaven, to Marasach Pela, and I washed the hand, picked up Avraham, washed his hands, picked him up, he davened, laid him back down, Yitzchak, said Rebbe, ask Eliyahu, look behind the Adoli, save yourself time. He says, Sovar, we held, right, that what will happen, the Mashiach will come, when Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankiv are together, that brings Gula, and the world wasn't yet ready. So when it comes the time of the Golos, El Avram, El Yitzchak separately. When at times we have Vesi, El Oret, El Avram Yitzchak together. That's Yachad Horim Yiranenu, when the Ovis Akhlishim will be together, when this Achlus that brings Geula. And that's Pshat, going back to our story, Yosef and the Shvatim had a gewaldige Machlikus in Halacha, 100,000 different ways, right? But there's a Matmuyin, there are lessons, there are gold here to learn, jewels to get. Number one is Antoninus. What did Antoninus do? Everyone knows, Megala Mukha says, Gilgul and the Shamas. Who was Antoninus and Rebbe? Rebbe Kiyadua was the Gilgul of whom? No, I said this 100 times. Yankov Avinu. They're called the Nossi. Nossi is Nitzutzei Shel Yankov Avinu. He repeats the whole story of, tell me Gemara and Midrash. What is the memra of Rebbe? Who are your Oimer Pergiovis? Eiv the Derech Shiavale Odom. Why Tiferes? Says the Arizal Kuti Torah. Because the meat of Yankov, the meat of Tiferes. He's Yankov. Hello, my Yeshiv Rebbe. Next week's parish. You with me? Who was Antoninus? Hello, folks. It's a little evasive. You're not going to be a genius. He was the one who his mother nursed Rebbe. The whole, yeah. That Yankov and Esav was supposed to be a partnership of Yisachar and Zvulun that was niskayim by Rebbe and Antoninus. What did he allow? He was the one who gave this unity in Kol Yisrael, right? Actually, according to Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, he actually converted to Yiddish. Antoninus facilitated the idea of that there's no anarchy and chaos in Judaism. We have a religion called Judaism, not Conism and Goldbergism, that there's total antinomian subjectivity and everyone does how he feels. And you have all these reform rabbi doctors who destroyed Yiddishkeit. Yes? That's one lesson, the lesson of Antoninus, the treasure. But the problem is there's a difference in English between unity and uniformity. because people are be'achtus doesn't mean they have to think alike. Fakir, they always say when everyone thinks alike, no one is thinking. It's a good message in life. There's a human streak, the totalitarian, authoritarian streak in human nature. Try to make everyone alike. I just saw a svara, which is a totally different subject. I was learning Gemara. And, you know, in Sidoyim, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, they had this crazy bed that when a guest come to thing, if you were too short, it would stretch you. If you were too big, what is this about? Before Shem say there's allegorically, homiletically, the Gemara there in the same daf says, as the Yakuma Shabaraglayim, the Mamunishal Odom Shabin al Rag. They were communists. Everyone should be the same. No difference. You have not enough money, we'll stretch you. We'll stretch your limbs. You have too much money, chop. Cut off your money. Everyone got to be the same. Glad that there's a safer. Erche Yeshua from the Manuscripts of Rebbe, the movie, think in the back. Wow. So, he says the Dor HaFloga, Luchura Achtus, right? They were communists. They made a tower with Big Brother. I got somebody say, oh, fat. And he says, when the communism in Russia, he's talking about like in his days, when communism will fall, then you know Mashiach is ready to come. And if you have it from the Rechayim, then Ruslan vets a pitzel ver and fill pitzlach, then you know the Gula is ready. This author, so to make everyone the same mold, all Teirush. And that's the lesson you learn from Kairach. Kairach tainis correctly, that kola eidah kulam kiddoishim, right? Now, how do you balance these two strands? They're two opposites. On one hand, you have to have a system, you have to have a hierarchy, you have to discipline you. On the other hand, everyone has to be able to fulfill his individual creative genius and his potential, etc., etc. This is the practical challenge. We'll soon discuss. Derech Agav, which, by the way, this is the Teichel of Daf Torah. Yecheskel Esel, take 1/8, Yehuda, 1/8. Put them together, v'hoyu le'etzech. And that's an omen that there'll be one Malchus for Klal Yisrael. There won't be this, right? And therefore, it says further, and there won't be any more the Giluleim and Shikutseim Avoy Dezor. What does Avoy Dezor got to do with unity? Says the Maral, Kayim Maral, the highest praise, the truest praise was in of the Eibusher is that is Echot. When can the Achdus Hashem be revealed in this world? And why did the idolaters, the pagans, the heathens of antiquity not chap the idea of Achdus Hashem? Because they didn't have Kalim. And the Kalim for Achdus Hashem is Achdus down here. And when this Pirut in Klal Yisrael, that's the Yisoid of Yisrael. So not only, as Rameir Simcha says in Meshech Chochmah, that the Sheirish of all Averis ben Adam Lachaveri is in Mechiris Yosef, and therefore, which we suffer from at the game, famous Rebbe Chanan, therefore there was a blood libel. Yeah. All the Sheirish of all Averis, even ben Adam Mamokim, with the source of whom is Avodah Zarah, also stems from this lack of Achdus. And here I have to put on one more. There's two types of Achdus. This is a word that Ramotel Zilber, there's, to put it, he doesn't use these words, I'm using, a marriage therapist, a rabbi, a friend of mine, but there's two types of oneness, of unity. There's identical unity, and there's complementary unity. A husband and wife. Think about it, would you want to marry a female clone of yourself? It would be terribly boring, you'd be divorced in a day. Imagine yourself with all your tchunas and nefesh, just in a female version. You know yourself. Trust me. Think about it more. You don't want to marry someone who's mamish like you. There's no challenge, no mystique. It doesn't work. It's a gate. Trust me. Hello? The Velt says there was a Rebbetzin who was very frum. So she said, horrible wife. Right? So he says, like, Esli Ezer Kenegdi. Zocha Ezer, Loi Zocha Kenegdi. So the Rav said, Ich bin Taka Loi Zoch. Ich lern, Zi lern. Ich daven, Zi lern. Ich zog till a whole day. I have no one to cook breakfast for me. I'm starving. I got no one to look after me. In a marriage, you don't want identical oneness, you want complementary oneness. Vahu Adin, in this world, which in Zohar is called Almo de Prudo, you can't have emisr achdus. The Eibishter, mitzad yichudi loz, einoid milvadli, only the Eibishter, nothing else. In this world, the Eibishter created the world. What kind of world? a world of difference, of multiplicity, of whatever. And in this world where everyone is different and ain't the same shayness, dafka, therefore the Eibishter created the world with which letter? With the letter Beis, Bereishis, not Aleph of Anoichi. Because in this world, even the first, the beginning is Beis, not Aleph. But the Eibishter is Aleph. In heaven, Oyser Shalom Ben Reimov, you can have Aleph. In this world, it's always Beis. Therefore, the word for the firstborn in Lashon Kodesh is B'chor. Beis, Chofresh, which again is the second letter both in the single tens and hundreds. The same idea. In this world, and he says a meridic of word, you can only have Achtus Hashem, Gilui Elikus in the world, when there's a Yichud. And the emissary Yichud is when two opposites combine from different places to serve the Eibishter Shechem Echad. And there is a word, with the Mashiach will come, V'hoya Hashem, the Melech HaKol HaOretz. The Melech HaKol HaOretz is Gimatria 566, which is the Mashiach ben Yosef. V'yemahu, Yiyah Havaya Echad, V'shmei Echad is Gimatria 484, which is Mashiach ben David. And he had what do you mean, Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David? Yosef is Moichin, Yosef is Seich, Yosef is whatever. And therefore, there's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. And both are needed. And the whole battle, as a sentence for him, Enkam Mekonim, Yosef and Yehuda in this week's parasha, is really Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Two different, one is, Yosef is Bechinas Ben, therefore he's the Avodah of Torah, and Yehuda is, Mashiach ben David, is Beikar Avodah Tfilah. One is Ben, one is Evan. Malchus, Yehuda, is Lesley Migar Meklum, Vadi Tfilah, David HaMelech. Says the Maritik of by it says, V'hoya ha, bayim, with pasuk, V'hoya Hashem, the Melech of the Oretz is Gimatria, Mashiach Ben Yosef. V'hoya Hashem is Gimatria 52, which Gimatria Ben. V'hoya Hashem, the Melech of the Oretz, bayimahu, in Makoyel is Gimatria 76, Evid. The two different Rachman of Hashem, and that's the way it has to be. And therefore, the Gesoinus. Now I can begin to share, but it's fine. You know what this. I'll give you one word from the Talmud Rebbe. You know what this Gesoinus Pasim? And the Gemara says in Megillah, Dafter Zayin, Gemara Shabbos, a few, somewhere now, that because Yankee was Meshana ben Abonim, this whole Churban came. So the Gemara asked, so Dovash and Esar is a tzaddik. How in the world, in this week's parasha, does he give what? Five khalifas to Binyam. There's many answers from the girl from Yarra. I'm not going to fully answer. Made the same mistake. Says the Gemara, Rem is Ramas, well, you can have a son called Mordechai, a grandson called Mordechai. What? How did I answer the question, everyone else? And you mean tell me Yankiv Avinu, who was a mechanech, a father, paraklas, he didn't figure out simple, basic psychology? You don't. Hello? Many other caches here. I'm not going to, I have no time to elaborate. Talmud Rebbe says, a Moirid Dikavort was a genius in pedagogy and raising children. It's a Moirid Dikavort. It's wrong. The whole Yisrael is wrong. The clothes make the man. You see a Din Shulchan Aruch. A poor man and an usher come to a Din Torah, either Halbesh Gomer, because the person's self worth depends on the clothes he's wearing. Right? And people, for different activities, you don't go Shabbos with your sports clothes, and you don't. To fix your wife's dryer with the clothes you wear to the banquet. Clothes, different clothes make. Why is that? Because the Eibishter created a world of difference. The coat, the Ksenis Pasim, had different colors. According to Chazal and Medrash, it changed colors. One of these kits that they have, these technology, I think it changes colors. The Zohar says the Ksenis Pasim was the Tziruf of Avram, which is white. And Yitzchak, the color was Argamon, different colors. Each color is a different, and a person has to be multifaceted. Just like Yosef, Tzadik is an Olam, Viceroy to the King, Mordechai, 50,000 roles, he's a Melamed of Tinei Kishab Esrabim, he's the Tzadik of the generation, he's also Mishal Amel. A person has to learn that you wear different garments, and each one is part of your Avodas Hashem. It's not just one color, one. Henry Ford, when he made the. You can have any color in the world as long as it's black. It's a gate. And that is the lesson. Achtus does not mean everyone is created in the same factory, the same conveyor belt. A world of difference. And no time to elaborate. You know what the Ksenis Pasim was? All the Mekubolim, the Chsum Sefer, and the Merv Shomish, and the Psachon Bells. Yankov Avinu put the shmira of Birchas Kehanim in the Ksenis Pach. According to some Chazal, Targum Yenison says, this was the garment of the Kusnas Ur with an olive of Adam Harishin, which was handed to Noyev, to Shane, to Avram, later given to Esav, through Yitzchak, taken by the Big Dechel. No. This was like the symbol of a Bechoyer, of that. This was a symbol of Bracha. And Gerada, they couldn't touch Yosef as long as he was wearing the Ksenis. Yeah, and therefore they went, what is this guy? He's walking around, there's animals, lions, tigers, bears, whatever. Is he a Balgaiva? Is he crazy? He was wearing the Sinus Pass. And this has a shame of Shmir. But the Iker Birchus Kehanim is the Sholem, right? And they could only take off his, through the, they couldn't even touch the Sinus Pass, according to some, only the, he had two Sinus. But Yitpul is like Sinus, but it doesn't take Sinus Pass. He had an undergarment for Zaya, and then he had the top of it, Sinus Pass. Again, Tariq, the whole Khajbari, and Kamakai. That's another shiur for another time, right? The Ksenis Pasim. But it was a beged that symbolizes this bracha of shalom. When do you get shalom? When a person in his life is able to be, what's called, they always say, hiskalus hamidus. Okay, I'm not, that, just won't leave you with one vort. I won't say many vort. Huh?
What's the third
matman? The third matman, that will be also lovely. When the yichud won't be a yichud of complementary unity, when the yi Hashem echad shmei echad and the yizgalus of the achdus Hashem in the whole world, a yichud ilah type of achdus, that will ultimately become revealed. But in this world, there's a world of difference, the matman of Kerech, although there has to be a general unity, which is the matman of Antoninus, which will lead us to ultimately, and that's Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, Yichud Yilo, Yichud Yatta, the Ovis and the Shvatim, Rebbe Kohn from Hever, the whole Arichas. There's a bris of the Ovis, there's a bris of the Shvatim. The word Shevet actually means a branch. Everyone is a Ben Avram Yitzhak Yankiv. Not everyone is a Ben Shimon or Don. But there's different Drachim and Avodas Hashem, and a person, I haven't started to elaborate, a person has to, God is a vort, just a vort from the Divrei Yisrael brings, a merger of the vort, it's like a strange, it's an interesting vort. He says, the Yisrael Ohav is Yosef, right? The Yisrael Ohav is Yosef, Mikol Bonov, Ki Ben Zekun Hulay. He says the Targum, he was a Bar Chakim. Says the Moir, the Moir says a Moir is a Taich. When the Gemara says v'hachlo riachol kamoicha zekhal gula lo b'teira, so I was a kid. I understand it all the years as this is a great important principle of Teira. He's a zekhal gadol b'teira. The mitzvah of Avos Yisrael is a klal that applies to a gadol b'teira. The greater you are in Teira, the greater your Ayav Yisrael you're going to be. So we ask, why does it say v'Yisrael? Previous Yeshiv Yankiv, it starts with Yankiv. What's Yisrael in this pasuk? I don't know how the dikduk works out exactly, but the Yisrael Ohev is Yosef. Yosef loves Klal Yisrael. We come to upside down. Then the Yankiv, Yosef, yeah, Yisrael Ohev is Yosef. Yosef loved Yisrael of the Jewish people. Why? Because the Bar Chakim and the Klal Gadol of Batayr. So where does the next part of the pasuk fit? That's an Akan. Where the that he made the Mekseinus Pasim. Oh, because the Mekseinus Pasim is this idea that a person is able to tolerate and to be civil another Jew. Right? Just to give you a sense. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, you have five different great rabbis, Tanoim, yeah? They come to them, and what do they say? Rabbi Seinu, he says, I can't be a Rebbe, I can't be a chassid of five different Rebbes. I'm out of my mind, like I got a headache. Right? Besides, each one is mutually exclusive. Each one, right? The idea is that a person should always try to learn Kedusha from everybody. Everyone has what to give. Right? And if you don't, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. It was a Chabad Chosid. There's different versions of this thing. He came to Valdedik. We saw Valdediker. Valdedik Valdediker was a Talmud Muvik of Ramatka Chinov. He was a Chabad Chosid. He comes in the way. He's waiting for him. And he tells him the first thing. He tells him all Baruch HaKodesh, everything that happens to him on the way. Some weird revelation. So he's a Chabad class, he's not in the spot. Chabad, you say, Oishas Abayis Abayis Mecham. Right? So he says, my Rebbe, they give him Shmeis for opening a Gili Ruch. That's the style. So the Vledniker turns to him and says, Kol HaMahar Achar Rabbi, K'mahar Achar Shechita. Gemara in Tufkaf Kufyu, in Tzaled. Y'mahar Achar Rabbi. So the Chabad class, he's talking to me, there's 1,000 people there, on the Prenshik, you don't see them. Maybe he's speaking to someone else. So the Vledniker says, Chol HaMahar Achar Rabbi. If you think the Rebbe is talking to someone else, not to you personally, it's Gemahar Achar Shechita. So he said, okay, he got the message. I don't really care. I have my Rebbe. The Lednicker said to him a third time, Kol Mahar Acha Rebbe, Rabbi. I don't care to listen to him. He's not my Rebbe. He's Kemahar Acha Shina. Whenever there's a Guter Yid, there's Erlich Yidin, right? A person to try to learn from everyone. That's the beauty of Kal Yisrael. There was a, I'll just tell you one story. I said it last night. There was a chassid called Revov of Vurken. And he was a chassid first of the Sabakazish of Radisht. And later he became a chassid of the Shidwitzer. And later he became a chassid of the Frage Yoyer, of the Alibrzig, the Aaron Avis. And the Seif Yomay was an old man, right? He became a chassid of the Piasetzna, the one who passed away and though killed in the wars again. The Ish Chodesh, the Chavis Talmidim. One night, he was in bed, late 2 o'clock in the morning, some like hour. And suddenly he thinks, I was a chassid of Rebbe's from Deiris before, an old man. I should go to this young new Rebbe, like, you know, I think. So he knocked on the door, the Rebbe's Gabbai is calling. Like a voice of dull of the action, he's like trembling, gets dressed fat, runs to the Rebbe. So the Piasetzna Rebbe says, I was just sitting making Kriya Shmalamita, making a Cheshbon and Nefesh. And I look through the book, and I can see in Shemayim, you're not written in my book. Tell me why. The minute you, b'machshava, thought to yourself, whatever, is this parda chavila. You can imagine he became a chosid nilav. The point is that Eber should help us that we should understand the importance of every Jew, of every derech, and just to live with Avos Yisrael. And through that, the days of Asar HaBetevah should be this hapich, l'sos, l'simple, yom tov.